this past week, on I think it was Thursday night or Friday night, a young man came to my office from Hiles Anderson College. And when the young people come from the college, we ask them if they would to put their questions on a piece of paper. And they give the questions to me, and I can read the questions and answer the questions one at a time. I was startled as I read one of his questions. And I beseech your rapt attention, please, on every word tonight as I speak. And the question was this: what is love? Then he had the next question: what is love between, I think he said, a man and a woman, or a young lady and a young woman, or a boy and a girl? And in answer to his question, what is love, this is the answer I gave. Love is a person wanting to see another's needs filled and wanting to be the one who fills those needs and desiring that the other person fill his needs. I read it again. Love is a person wanting to see another's needs filled and wanting to be the one who fills those needs and wanting that one to fill his needs. After young man had left, I felt like that I had taken one teaspoon full of water out of the ocean or a dozen grains of sand from the desert or one breath of air from the heavens or one star from the sky. And the more I began to contemplate and meditate on the word love, the more of its meaning I exhausted, the less of its meaning I seemed to know, and the more of it that I pulled from the great artesian well of divine truth, the more water that seemed to spring up in the well. And so I began to write down my own thoughts of what is love. Yes, I think that it does come a little bit close to what love is. When I say love is a person wanting to see another's needs filled, and wanting to be the one who fills those needs, and desiring that that person fill his needs. Yet love is more than that. Love is the doorway through which the human soul passes from selfishness to service. But love is more than that. Love is the key to the universe, which unlocks all of its doors. Love is that which gives its all and yet still hath more to give. Yet love is more than that. Love is that which causes us to look at another's faults through a telescope and not a microscope. Yet love is more than that. Love is the medicine that cures all moral evil. Love is that music which nearest compares to heaven's, simply the faster beating of a heart. Yet love is more than that. Love is the marriage of the soul. Love is the divine vitality that enriches and restores life to mankind. Yet love is more than that. Love is a sacred flower whose early bud is happiness and whose bloom is service. Yet love is more than that. Love is not blind. Yet because it sees more, it becomes willing to see less. Love is the essence of God given for the good of man. Yet love is more than that. Love is that for which we were born, and that which can make us never to die. Yet love is more than that. Love is that which enables a wife to sing while she mops the floor after her husband has walked across it in his barnyard boots. But love is more than that. Love is that which makes halitosis smell like Chanel No. 5. But love is more than that. Love is what Ingersoll called a divine swoon. Yet love is more than that. Love is that which hopes when reason despairs. yet love is more than that. This thought hit me, and I've never in my life thought about this before. The three words in the Greek that mean love, the word agape, which means deep, abiding love, the word phileo, which means lack or fondness, to lack or to be fond of, and the word eros, which means a physical, shall I say in the holy sense of the word, sensuous love. And it dawned on me all of a sudden that perhaps the only love in all the universe that combines all three of those is the love of a young man for a young woman, or a young woman for a young man. God loves us, agape, and God loves us, phileo, but God does not love us, eros. We love God, agape. We love God, phileo. We cannot love God, eros. When a young man and a young lady fall in love with each other, they're godly, dedicated to the will of God, there is that capability and possibility of combining all three of the words that God uses for love in the Greek New Testament into one beautiful union and relationship. For they can love with agape love, and they can love with phileo love, and they can love with eros love. Deep, abiding love of the soul. Fondness and lacking one another. And then physical love, or eros. Love is the weapon that is used to conquer rebel man when all else has failed. Yet love is more than that. Love is that which melts the winter of the heat. Yet love of the heart, but love is more than that. Love is the fuel for the vehicle of kindness and benevolence. Yet love is more than that. Love is the raging river of emotion whose expression overflows its banks, and whose tide that cannot be stopped, and whose thirst can never be quenched. But love is more than that. Love is the menu which feeds the unlovely as well as the lovely, and the unloved as well as the loved, and the unloving as well as the loving. But love is more than that. Love is selfishly unselfish, confidently jealous, and quietly raging. Love is the ladder which makes man climb to the heavenlies, and it's the bridge between the land of the living and the land of the dead. Yet love is more than that. Love is the greatest gift exchanged between mortal man. Yet love is more than that. Love is that illness that has, that marvelous illness that has no cure or remedy, whose germs make it delightfully contagious to those who come near. Yet love is more than that. Love is sunshine at midnight. Love is warmth in the dead of winter. Love is the livery of Christ. Love is the measuring stick of deity in humanity. But love is more than that. Love is two hearts beating as one, and two souls with a single thought. But love is more than that. Love is a deed which ne'er knoweth repentance and ne'er needeth repentance. But love is more than that. Love is God's special gift to man alone, which his other creatures cannot share and can only covet. But love is more than that. Love is that which binds heart to heart, body to body, and soul to soul. But love is more than that. Love is the silver link and the silken tie between two hearts. But love is more than that. Love is that sacred triangle between one soul, his God, and the soul of another. But love is more than that. Love is heaven's first fruits on earth. But love is more than that. Love is that rarest of the gems that is only mined in the depth of heaven, which combines the sapphire's gleam, the topaz tint, the diamond sparkle, the emerald's beauty, and the glitter of opal. But love is more than that. Love is a constant vacation in paradise. But love is more than that. Love is the source of kindness. Love is the root of the plant of generosity. Love is the river or the spring from which all the rivers of courtesy and benevolence pour. And love is that mighty river that feeds the lakes of gentleness and long-suffering and patience and kindness. But love is more than that. Love is that holy flame fallen from heaven to earth, which returneth to heaven from earth. But love is more than that. Love is General Philip Sheridan's widow looking at a marker that bore his name in the cemetery and wiping a tear from her eye and saying, I had rather be Philip Sheridan's widow than the wife of any other man on the face of the earth. Did you get that? I'd rather be Philip Sheridan's widow than the wife of any other man on the face of the earth. Love is the paying of the debt that respect owes. Love is a tender plant nourished by meditation and musing. But love is more than that. Love is the soul orbiting in the vast space of service. But love is more than that. Love is that fountain of youth, that tree of life, that makes mortal flirt with immortality. But love is more than that. Love is a secure yawn at eventide. Love is an eye twinkling at sunset. Love is a speaking silence. Love is a mother saying, I don't want any. Love is a dad on his way to work at daybreak. Love is a long-distance phone call. Love is two people thousands of miles apart watching a sunrise at noonday. Love is just being there. Love is a wind is chilly outside the pastor's door. Or a note from a little child saying, you're the greatest preacher in all the world. Love is a Brother Fisk bringing me on Saturday evening at our appointment. A wind is chilly and a wind is frosty. And saying, preacher, I didn't think you had time to eat tonight. Love is a Brother Colston going from sick person to sick person in my place and assuring people that Brother Hiles would rather be there if he could than anywhere else. Love is a Maxine Jeffries going from rest home to rest home, taking a carload of sunshine and taking a handful and sprinkling it in every rest home beside every bed where she visits. Love is a staff that's faithful and loyal. Love suffereth long and is kind. Love vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up. Love never faileth. Love is two hands reaching for the same popcorn. Love is sharing a quiet conversation, a silent transfer of thought. When words are cheap to convey thoughts, yet all the orators with their eloquence, and all the artists with their brushes, and all the sculptors with their chisels, and all the writers with their quills, cannot begin to fathom the depth of love. O love of God, how rich, how pure, how measureless and strong. It shall forevermore endure the saints' and angels' song. And the words of the man who wrote on the wall of an insane asylum are just as real today as they were the day he penned them as an inmate on the walls of the asylum, whoever he was, when he said, could we with ink the ocean fill? And were the sky of parchment made? Were every stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade? To write the love of God above would drain the ocean dry, nor could the whole contain the scroll, though stretched from sky to sky. One of the great honors ever bestowed upon our church is the one sentence that's made by everybody who's ever been to pastor school. I was in Alaska. A little lady came up and she said, I told my husband, I've got to go to pastor school. I've got to do it. And because he came back and he said, honey, I went to First Baptist Church of Hammond for a week, and she said, what's it like? And he said, love is oozing off all the walls in that place. Anytime I speak about pastor school, I ask the crowd, the congregation where I'm speaking, tell me the one word you left the First Baptist Church of Hammond thinking about the most. And without exception, it's always love. The themes that men have known, one supremely stands alone. Love is the theme. Love is supreme. Sweeter it grows. Glory bestows. Bright is the sun. Ever it glows. Love is the theme, eternal theme. I was down in Columbia, South Carolina, having a question and answer session at noontime. Preachers met, having a question and answer session with a bunch of preachers. And one preacher stood and he asked me a question that startled me. He said, "Dr. Hiles, how do you stay burning yourself? You go around the country trying to light our fires and keep us fervent and our hearts aflame." He said, "Where do you get your fire? Where do you get yours? You give us ours. Where do you get yours?" And I said immediately, a thing I'd never said in my life, I said, "I get it by the act of love." The act of love. And one asked Dr. Hiles, "What is the act of love?" And I said, "It is the setting of some time each day during which you think your way into the lives of other people. Every day of my life, I sit somewhere and think about other people and work my way into their lives." The act of love is that act of thinking. It's setting a time, like you set a time to brush your teeth, or eat lunch, or breakfast, or dress, or sleep, as real and as vital a part of your schedule as any other time of your life. Like you go to school, go to work, go to church, go to Sunday school, read your Bible, say your prayer, you sit down for a while, you write some names down, and you stop to think. And you think, and you think, and you empathize, and think your way into their lives so you can feel like you think they feel, and let a love ooze from your own heart to theirs as you think about their lives. I said to our students, love is a college student dwelling on a middle-aged man who once was young and handsome, who one day heard that you were coming, expected you for 9 months. He called the insurance company. He wanted you to have what he never had. He saved and worked. And then you came. And you were his buddy. But one day you changed. He used to say to you, "This little piggy went to market. And this little piggy stayed home. This little piggy had roast beef. And this little piggy had none. This little piggy cried, wee, 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 all the way home." He once said, "This little piggy said, I want some corn. This little piggy said, we're going to get it at. This little piggy said, out of master's barn. This little piggy said, I'm going to tell. Wee, 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 wee." You never know the kind of portrait you're going to get here. But those little piggies have become sows through the years. And those little toes, you didn't get that, did you? You're not with me, are you? And they're big hogs now. I want to get down to your language. But one day you change. And you weren't that little child that wanted to go up to daddy anymore. All of a sudden, you wanted to be the teenagers. You wanted to have a date with somebody, and dad began to wonder what had happened. He was hurt at first, for you grew up so soon, and now you're gone from home. Your dad still goes to work in the morning. He still works hard. He still comes home in the evening time, tired and weary. But the incentive is gone now, because you're gone. His memories are sweet, but he doesn't want to get old. His hair is thinning. Some folks, I have no problem there, of course. But some folks, his hair is thinning. And he's not as handsome as he used to be. What is the act of love? The act of love is sitting down and thinking about Dad. And thinking about how much you love him. The act of love is thinking about Brother Fisk and Darlene and the family having to leave us. The act of love is sitting down and reliving all they've meant to us through these years. The act of love is realizing what Mr. Eau Claire, sitting down and realizing what Mr. Eau Claire has done to make the Hammond Baptist Grade School what it is today. The act of love is thinking about the rescue mission men. A little while ago, we stopped and relived a little bit of many things they've done in these recent days. The act of love is stopping to think about Dr. Evans and what he means to the college. The act of love is stopping to think about the many, many, many thousands and tens of thousands of visits that the Colston has made in his altruistic spirit through the years. What is the act of love? The act of love is sitting down to think what people mean to you and entering into their lives. and empathizing with them. What is the act of love? The act of love is dwelling on a middle-aged woman that you call mother. It's stopping to think every day a little bit about her, how that she carried you in her own body. She was so pleased when you came. It seemed like 18 years were forever, yet forever has come and forever has gone. And she does today and thinks of you, and her dreams and hopes are still for you, and she misses you. The act of love is thinking about the thousands of meals that she's cooked, the thousands of times she's dusted and washed and ironed and washed dishes and cleaned the house. The act of love is stopping to think about that dear mother. The act of love is thinking that now she dusts your picture and remembers. The act of love is calling and saying, I appreciate mother every meal, every dish, every washing, and every ironing. The act of love is stopping to think how much she means to you and how much she's done for you. What is the act of love? The act of love is dwelling on some old preacher back home somewhere. Some preacher who makes a small salary, has no retirement, no house. People gossip about him. He has no close friends. No way to explain his side. He's misunderstood. He has no pastor. He's not well known. His heart is broken by those who stumble. He's proud of you. You're one of his pride and joy. He was pleased when you went off to college. You're going to be a preacher. You're going to be a Christian school teacher. You're going to be a Christian layman. He's proud of you. The act of love is stopping and realizing what that man means to you. The act of love is not comparing with Brother Hiles. The act of love is realizing he has no college. He has no thing that draws people from all over the nation to him. The act of love is your stopping to think what that preacher means to you. What is the act of love? The act of love is dwelling on a grandmother who doesn't feel attractive. She doesn't feel needed anymore. The phone never rings. Company never comes. The biggest time of the day is when the mailman comes, and the biggest hour of the day is when she goes and checks the mailbox. Most of the time it's empty. The act of love is stopping sometime every day and loving grandmother and thinking about grandmother and sitting down and writing her a letter so the mailbox will not always be empty. You'd be amazed the joy that you could bring your grandmother's heart if you'd see to it that next week sometime she finds a letter in the box. She'd treasure it. The act of love is writing to those that mean so much to you. I love to go to these churches to preach across the country where we have students, from where we have students. And the pastor stands up and says, folks, we're glad to have Dr. Jack Hiles with us. Dr. Jack Hiles is the second greatest preacher in all the world. Oh, you said, who said so? He says, look here, I have a letter right here in my pocket right now. It's one of our college students that goes to Dr. Jack Hiles' church. Says, dear pastor, I love Dr. Hiles' preaching, but he's not near as good as you are. Poor dumb student. And he grins and says, she thinks I'm better preacher than Dr. Hiles. Well, she's the only one, of course. But anyway, the act of love is writing the preacher. What is the act of love? The act of love, forgive me for being a little bit personal now, the act of love is me sitting in a motel room in a distant state thinking about you. The act of love is that time that I spend every day when I'm gone thinking about Mrs. Erickson and her affliction. The act of love is my stopping to think about Mr. Gephardt and his cancer. The act of love is stopping to think about the little Wilson girl that has leukemia. The act of love is me sitting in my motel room, wishing I could spend more time at the high school, wishing maybe I had enough time to go to one of the basketball games sometime during the year. What is the act of love? The act of love is Dr. Jack Hiles sitting in a motel room, hoping you're happy, weeping because he wants all the girls in Hiles Anderson College to have their bills paid, and wishing somehow he knew where to get the money to keep them in school. What is the act of love? The act of love is fearing the fact that we'll not have money to pay the tuition for all of them, and some will have to leave and say goodbye to the college they love. The act of love is when I stop to think and hope and pray. The act of love is wishing I could be a part of the college family. The act of love is wishing that I weren't a guest everywhere I go. The act of love is wishing I didn't go to, when I would go to the high school, I didn't feel like a visitor, for I'm there so seldom. The act of love is me sitting in a hotel room loving the college and wishing that I didn't feel like a guest when I go to the college, for I'm there so seldom. The act of love is me sitting in a motel room thinking for a while about the little children in the grade school and thanking God for them and praying God to make them all they ought to be and wishing I had time to spend with them, for I have so little time to spend with them. The act of love is sitting in a motel room hoping the college students' dormitories are warm when it's 20 below zero some night. The act of love is me turning my heat off sometime in a hotel room when it's zero where I am, turning my heat off and sleeping in a cold room because I know the students at the college heat maybe not be working that night. What is the act of love? The act of love is praying for you young men to stay awake at the wheel, for you get so little sleep, those of you who drive to work. What is the act of love? The act of love is praying that you won't be too homesick, you students that just got here. You've come to this Siberia of America, and the act of love is hoping maybe it won't be too hard for you. And the act of love is hoping that maybe I can fill the place a little bit that your pastor back home filled, and hoping maybe you'll like the church, and hoping the fact that it's so big will not keep you from feeling like you're important and welcome and blessed. What is the act of love? The act of love is realizing your income is nil. The act of love is wishing you married students had more time to spend with your families. The act of love is when I stop and think every day of my life about you young men that get up in the morning, 6 o'clock, and go to school, have a class at 7 and stay at school till 1, and then leave at 1 o'clock and go home and eat a bite and go to work and work till after midnight and come home and sleep 3 or 4 hours and study a while and go to school again. The act of love is my stopping to think about you dear wives of preacher boys and students at Howells Anderson College who practically have no husband. The act of love is hoping God will give you grace. The act of love is hoping that somehow here at First Baptist Church you'll find this is your church home. The act of love is hoping that you'll know I love you in spite of the fact there's so many thousands of you. The act of love is that maybe somehow from my heart to yours will ooze sincerity of my soul when I say I think about you and I pray for you. 18 or 19 years ago, a young couple with some little children came to our services in the building over here. They sat over on the left under the balcony. That young couple, after the service, they said they didn't like my preaching. I heard. But before I heard that, I went back and shook the hand of the young man. And I put my arm on his shoulder and put my hand in his, and I said, "Sir, I love you." And that young man that didn't like my preaching came back the next Sunday, and during the week he got saved. He walked the aisle the next Sunday. He got saved. After the service, I went to him and asked him why he came back. I heard he did not like my preaching. And though he did not like my preaching, he said, "Pastor, you said something to me that nobody in the world ever said to me but my wife." I said, "What is that?" He said, "Pastor, you said, Mr. Fisk, I love you. I love you. And what your preaching couldn't do, your love could do. I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. From the waters lifted me. Now save him I. Love lifted me. Love lifted me." And Brother Fisk, I wonder how many times since that morning we've said, "I love you." I wonder how many times we put our arms around each other as you walked out at night on Saturday night and you said, "Preacher, I love you." And I said, "Doc, I love you." I wonder. I wonder. The act of love. The act of love. The act of love is stopping. Think about these men up here. Those men that stood a while ago, those Christian gentlemen that stood a while ago. The act of love is stopping to realize that one day as a young person they were tempted to take a drink. Well, many of them. The act of love is realizing that one day they did not know it, but they got hooked on the bottle. The act of love is realizing that one day they'd gone so deep into sin and so far from God and were so hooked on liquor that they lost their families. The act of love is stopping to realize how they stumbled in a rescue mission, just like Brother Sullivan did one night. and found a warm handshake. This man right here stumbled into that mission, a drunk one night, and this man right here was the director of that mission at the time, and he put a warm handshake out and gave a friendly howdy to Brother Sullivan, and Brother Sullivan received Christ because Brother John led him to Jesus Christ. Now Brother Sullivan's head of the rescue mission. The act of love is stopping to realize that these men up here have families back home, and they'd love to see them, and these men would love to go back and relive. One of them said to me, if I could just go back. Another one said to me, if I could just have grown up here, I wouldn't have been like this. The act of love is stopping to realize tonight after church they won't go home with the family. The act of love is thinking tonight they won't go to their own bedroom and have a nice warm bedroom. The act of love is thinking about they won't go home tonight and have a nice snack around the table. The act of love is thinking about they won't go out and get in a nice warm car and drive home tonight. The act of love is thinking about those men, those good men, those hard-working men who go back to that rescue mission and sleep in a dormitory and have maybe a bowl of soup for lunch someday and a sandwich and wondering where their children are and remembering and thinking and reliving and remembering and thinking and reliving. The act of love is not looking at those men like a bunch of bums. They're not a bunch of bums. They're sinners saved by grace. Anybody in this room could have been right there tonight had it not been for God's amazing grace. I look up there so often, those men, and I stop to think, if somebody had done that to my daddy, if somebody could have had a rescue mission, and my dad could have walked down the streets one day and heard somebody singing, "What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear, what a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer." And if somebody could have put his arm around Willis Athey Hiles and taken him inside the mission and told him of the marvelous, undying, immeasurable love of Christ for those who are in sin, and could have brought him to a saving knowledge of Christ. What is the act of love? The act of love is stopping to realize. Think about these young people over here for a while. The act of love is wondering what kind of places they'll go back to tonight. The act of love is wondering if they know who their mom, who their dad really is. The act of love is stopping to realize they do not have the cars we have, the apartments or houses we have. The act of love is stopping to dwell for a while and think to love them. What is the act of love? The act of love is hurting for you wives that have given up so much for your preacher boy husbands. The act of love is wanting to be a dad to you young people away from home. The act of love is wishing that I could take time with each one of you folks and each one of you college students. And God knows I try. Over 145 appointments a week now. Over 145 a week. And God knows before you ever walk inside the door, I get on my knees and say, "Oh God, don't let me make a mistake. Don't let me tell one of these students the wrong thing. In my hands are your lives and your futures, and I know it." And I say, "Oh my God, don't let me make a mistake." The act of love is you folks that go home tonight to your comfortable houses, stop and realize there's some homesick kids at Hiles Anderson dormitories. That's the act of love. The act of love is the act of spending some time thinking. What is the act of love? The act of love is hoping that you understand. The act of love is hurting and dying when you go astray. The act of love is dying 1,000 deaths when you teenagers don't turn out right. The act of love is sitting in my room this last week in Alaska and crying myself to sleep one night because a few of you graduates of Hammond Baptist High School had a liquor party. Won't you get a gun and kill me, wherever you are? Get a knife and stab my heart. But don't go to our schools and walk down the sacred halls and make a sham out of all that you've been trained and taught. What is the act of love? The act of love is this moments I spend every day thinking about the working men who work at these steel mills. The act of love is my going out there often and looking around and thinking about the conditions under which you work. What is the act of love? The act of love is looking at the faculties of our schools and realizing these people who teach in our schools are they who sacrificed in college and did without and barely made it so that someday could graduate and teach school so they could sacrifice and do without and barely make it the rest of their lives. What is the act of love? The act of love is trying as best I can, and God knows it, trying as best I can to check the sales of the men's stores all where I can and try to save some money so that maybe once or twice a year I can see to it that all of these godly good men that teach school get a decent suit of clothes to wear so that when they go to teach they won't have to teach with trousers that are frayed at the sleeve. The act of love is loving you and thanking God for you and praying for you. What is the act of love? The act of love is looking at the jobs you teachers could have had. The act of love is looking at the salary scale for the public school system and realizing you teachers could have had those salaries and still could if you chose to. The act of love is wishing I had more money. Hoping that you know I hurt because you do without. The act of love is wanting you to feel my love as teachers. The act of love is my taking time to admire and appreciate you every week of my life. What is the act of love? The act of love is walking out on Sunday morning and looking at these little widows down here on the front and some others and realizing they have empty seats at the tables. What is the act of love? The act of love is looking at a bus kid who wonders where and who his real daddy is. What is the act of love? The act of love is looking at the beloved deaf over here who never hear an I love you said. What is the act of love? The act of love is looking at the mission man whose bridges between the present and the past have all been destroyed. What is the act of love? The act of love is thinking every day about a lady or several ladies in our church rearing their children by themselves and trying to make ends meet. What is the act of love? The act of love is stopping to think in a motel room about a little lady that came last week and said, Dr. Hiles, my daughter doesn't have a father. Could you just come by about once a month and could you just tell her you love her and pat her on the head? The act of love is wishing I had time for every little child that needs a dad. What is the act of love? The act of love is a couple with a girl who has leukemia and high schoolers loving them and wishing I knew them better. What is the act of love? The act of love is going to each department every week as I do and getting on my knees and praying for God to bless every child in that department. What is the act of love? The act of love is my coming in this auditorium every week and sitting in this chair right here, practicing my walk from that door to this chair and practicing my walk from that chair to this pulpit and asking God to help me on Sunday to give you what you need and saying, oh my God, I'm just a country preacher and I don't know what all these people need. My soul, my soul, my soul. How can I do it? What is the act of love? Falling face down behind this pulpit and saying, God, you've got to help me to be what they need. What is the act of love? The act of love is looking at those who stood by me 20 years ago, faithfully and loyally, upon whose tears and loyal support the foundation of this church was built. What is the act of love? The act of love is remembering those who shared these many years with me. I'd hoped Brother Fisk could grow old with us. I said one time I'd hoped that I could grow old with him. He said, you already have. The act of love is looking at Ed Wober a while ago and reliving the joys we've shared and hoping that we'll grow old together. What is the act of love? The act of love is remembering the funerals and the weddings and the vacation Bible schools and the silly billies and the old timers and little Peter Rabbit had a pony. What is the act of love? The act of love is going out to the cemetery several times, many times a year, and to many cemeteries, and getting beside the graves of those who once sat where you sit, and remembering. What is the act of love? The act of love is stopping to remember the night services and vacation Bible schools and spring programs and big days and fall programs and births and battles we shared for almost 20 years. What is the act of love? The act of love is looking at a teenager and remembering when he was born and remembering conducting his parents' wedding. Looking at babies and hoping you can stay well enough to help rear them. It's asking God to give me enough years to have one more generation. It's going by the nursery and saying, oh my God, let me live long enough to help those kids grow up. What is the act of love? The act of love is looking out on Sunday morning and saying, and Sunday night and saying, they're my people. And I love them. And I thank God He gave them to me. What is the act of love? The act of love is a Louis Chauve waiting outside my door on Sunday morning to walk with me over to the auditorium to be sure I'm saved. What is the act of love? The act of love is a Dick Levy standing out here in this hallway during the entire Sunday morning service, seeing to it nobody comes through there and gets to his preacher. What is the act of love? It's the Lieutenant Miles leading me to my office after the service, guarding me from bodily harm or physical assault. What is the act of love? The act of love is John Olson taking off his coat and putting it on me as I walk down the alley after a service so his preacher will be protected from the elements. What is the act of love? It's a staff gathering in my office for a meeting to pray every morning at 9:10. It's John Penley sharing his latest corny joke with me. It's Dr. Evans coming by for a Saturday morning with a warm and friendly greeting. It's the staff saying welcome home after a trip when I feel like a stranger coming back in. What is the act of love? It's a Reese's peanut butter cup under my door, a Wendy's chili in Brother Fisk's hand, the deacons insulting me as I walk in the deacon's meeting. What is the act of love? It's the basses and tenors in the choir making fools of themselves, or better still, revealing to me they've been fools all along. What is the act of love? The act of love is Jim Cunningham on Mondays and Thursday mornings sitting out in the mission van, waiting to drive his preacher to the church. What is the act of love? The act of love is Jim saying, "Preacher, I'm praying for you. Have a good trip." What is the act of love? It's the college girl singing, "We love you, Brother Hiles. Oh, yes, we do. We don't love anyone as much as you." They sing that to everybody, but somehow or other, when they sing it to each of us, we think they mean it just for us. And while they sing it to me, I think they love me more than they love you. And while they sing it to you, you think they love you more than you love me. And I'm right and you're wrong. What is the act of love? The act of love is a plate at the office door. After I've had a wedding, a plate of the food they served at the reception. Somebody thought about the preacher and brought a plate and put it outside the office door. What is the act of love? The act of love is Richard Live eating what's on that plate so I don't ever get it. What is the act of love? The act of love is thinking about Ivor May Smith's smile, or the teacher's meeting on Wednesday night where I feel so cozy and so much at home, or thinking about Jean Colbert's annual angel food cake she makes for me on my birthday every year, or the sweet kiss of a little child, or the fearful look of a little child who hugs his mother's skirt and says, "That's Brother Hiles right there." What is the act of love? The act of love is me Friday night over here at Salt Village Church preaching. When I finish preaching, signing Bibles and stopping to weep as I sign the Bible because I don't have time to sign all your Bibles. What is the act of love? The act of love is me eating in a home in a distant state, walking out of the home weeping. And Dr. Gary Coleman says, "Why are you weeping, Dr. Hiles?" And I said, "Because I feel like a dirty traitor, trifler." He said, "Why?" And I said, "Because I just ate in a home." I said, "There are thousands of our people love to have me just one time come in their home, but there's no way in the world I can do it." What is the act of love? The act of love is Johnny Colston's brotherly smile. The act of love is knowing my mistakes will be overlooked. The act of love... The act of love is the fact that I have not murdered Richard Live somewhere along the way. In fact, it might be an act of love to do it. What is the act of love? It's stopping to think how hard the nursery workers work and how much they miss. What is the act of love? The choir men, and I mean this, the choir men and their good-natured jesting. What is the act of love? It's Mr. Depper measuring us when we're sick. And announcing last night at deacon's meeting he's planning a spring program trying to enlarge his attendance. What is the act of love? The act of love is standing up here on this platform and looking out and seeing two of our young people arm in arm
and thinking maybe I had a part.
What is the act of love? It's Mr. Walker, when he sends me the sport paper he gets every week. What is the act of love? It's the deacons serving communion and my stopping to think every time they walk down the aisle how much I love them and appreciate them. What is the act of love? The act of love is Bill Bossinger cleaning my office every Monday morning as I leave to go out of the state. What is the act of love? It's a father and husband praying for me every night that I'll come back safely. What is the act of love? It's a little child stopping at bedtime and saying, now lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take and bless Brother Howells wherever he is and bring him back safely. What is the act of love? It's a dear wife pausing after a busy day of toil, saying, God, we need Brother Hiles, and bring him back safely. What is an act of love? It's that little lady and her children that sit back here in this section. When I walk in, people tell me, when I walk in on a Wednesday night after being on a trip, and they look and see that I'm back safely, they begin to sing, everything's all right in my Father's house. Everything's all right in my Father's house. Everything's all right in my Father's house, because Brother Hiles is home. What is the act of love? The act of love is Mr. Minton at the Sunday school desk. It's the wave from the nursery workers as I walk by. It's the warm, cozy feeling I feel when they smile and wave, waving at one hand with me and holding a bare bottom with the other hand. What is the act of love? Looking at those nursery workers and the sign that's on the nursery used to be there says, we shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. What is the act of love? The act of love is Newton and Plopper and Faber and Douglas and others just up there in the room. Every time we have a service or a wedding or a funeral or vacation, Bible school or pastor school or women's spectacular. What is the act of love? It's a student body applauding as I walk out at the college on Wednesdays. When I'm there on Wednesdays applauding. I know they do it for everybody. They do it for Lucy and Lucifer. I know that. They'd do it for the Antichrist if he came to speak a word about his plans for the tribulation period. And yet somehow I feel that their clap is a little different when I walk out. Maybe it's not, but I feel like it may be. What is the act of love? The act of love is a beef stick bought with the students last quarter. And he's sitting somewhere on the airplane eating it. And realizing it's the last quarter they had. What is the act of love? It's a note under my door. Or a Christmas card made with some dorm girls that couldn't afford to buy one. What is the act of love? It's a high school applauding when the preacher walks out to speak. What is the act of love? It's the warm feeling I feel when some high school students write me notes and say you're the best preacher in all the world. What is the act of love? The act of love is when God's people set aside some time to love each other and to think and think and think and love and appreciate and remember and plan and dream and empathize and hurt and feel and care. That's the act of love. I told the students this other day, 2 weeks ago this morning, I announced Brother Fisk's resignation. And don't feel sorry for me, but pray for me. The first 21 days of 1979 have had more heartbreak, I guess, than any 3 months of any year of my ministry. I announced Brother Fisk was leaving. I went to my study. There were 74 people outside my door. 74 people. And I talked to them. And I tried to help. And I got toward the end of the line. And I thought, doesn't anybody care? My associate pastor's leaving. Doesn't anybody think about that? Forgive me for being human for a moment. forgive me if my humanity shows far too much. And then after 74 people whose loads I'd tried to lift and burdens I'd tried to share, problems I'd tried to solve and questions I'd tried to answer, walked away. And sometimes by the time I talked to 74 people, after I preached hard all day long, I'm so tired I can hardly stand up. I turned to walk back to the office, and I had a heavy burden. And I hated it that Brother Fisk was leaving. And tears began to flow. And all of a sudden, a little note folded up about like that was slid under my door. And I opened it, and somebody had written, "Dear Pastor, you've been trying to help everybody else this morning. I just wanted you to know that I feel you're hurt with you. I don't care who it is. I don't care who it is. If somebody just feels it with you a little bit, it makes it easier to bear. If somebody just knows you go to bed to sleep, you'll go to bed at night in a rescue mission, if somebody just stops to think how you'd like to be at home, it makes it easier. If somebody just stops to think that your mom and dad don't want you to be in church here, and maybe your dad and mother don't live together, and maybe you don't have enough food to eat at home when you get home tonight, it makes it easier. If somebody just stops to think that you never hear the organ play, and never hear the choir sing, and never hear anybody say, 'I love you,' with their voices, it makes it easier to be deaf. If somebody stops to think that you're a widow, it makes it easier to sit at the table alone. If somebody stops to think that you hurt, it makes it easier to feel the pain." I'm saying, we Christian people need to learn the act of love. What is love? I'm not sure I know. I know I have it. I'm not sure what it is. Every time I dipped a little bit out of its reservoir, twice as much as I dipped out, jumped back in. And all the words I put together into phrases, and the phrases I combined into sentences, and the sentences I combined to paragraphs, seemed to leave me knowing less than I knew when I tried to define it. What is love? I don't know. I know I feel it. I know I have it. Maybe it's like the little boy who was holding on to a string, flying his kite. It was a cloudy day. And the kite got beyond the clouds. And a fellow came by and said, "Son, what are you doing?" Little boy said to him, "Flying a kite." He said, "Son, I don't see it. How do you know it's up there?" Little boy looked at him with a smile and said, "That's easy, mister. I feel it pulling. I don't know what love is, but I feel it pulling. I feel it pulling." Heavenly Father,